Psalm chapter 115 and verse 12. Thank God. How many's blessed here tonight? I'm blessed. It says here, verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Everybody said, He will bless us. Not that He might, He said He will. He will bless the house of Israel. That's the whole church combined worldwide. He will bless the house of Aaron. That's the priesthood. That's the ministry. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Doesn't matter, small or great, there's blessings. The Lord shall increase you more and more. I like that. You and your children, ye are blessed of the Lord, which hath made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. God blesses, and he wants us to bless him. But there's a way, there's a road, there is a pathway that God uses, that God has always used, that God will continue to use for blessings. Amen. For blessings. And I want to preach about it tonight. I want to minister along these lines here tonight. The way to be blessed. Amen. The way to be blessed. And let's pray together and let's ask for God's help tonight. I feel like the Lord wants to do something in this place tonight. God, I'm asking you to touch us with the Word of God and let the Word of God go out from beyond this church and let it bless many, many this evening. And let it bless many, many this year coming up. And we ask it tonight. Let the blessings of the Lord come down upon us. And we pray and ask for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated tonight. And let's look at this from a biblical standpoint. And let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. I think, and when I begin to look at this, I realize that there is much more here than I'll be able to finish tonight, but I'm going to give it a good try. You know, we talk about the blessings of the Lord and what the Lord has done for us, and this is true. God blesses. God is a God that is a good God. He blesses us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. Amen. And those that bless the house of Israel will be blessed. And those that curse will be cursed. Amen. And that's the way it's been from the very beginning. But we understand tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, if you'll turn with me, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And it tells us here, verse 1 through 5, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store." Now we know tonight that it goes on from verse 5, and it continues to tell us where the Lord will bless us. And in reality, it's just about everywhere that we're ever going to be, that the blessings of God will come down to us. But in every instance, there is a pathway to blessing. And this may be just a teaching lesson here tonight, but there is a pathway to blessing, and it's always been this way, and it will always be this way. Scripture gives it to us in many places. But he says here, "Blessed is the fruit of your ground." And I want to ask us here tonight, how does God bless our ground? How could he bless our ground? If those of you that own ground, if you own property, I own property, own ground, a couple of acres, not a whole lot. Some people, we were listening to a man one time at breakfast. He was talking to somebody else, and they asked him how big his ranch was. He said, well, it's not that big. It's only 4,000 acres. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good-sized little spread there. Amen. And some folks have more than that. Some have less than that. But if your ground is going to be blessed, there's a pathway to blessing your ground. And God will bless it if we will commit it to him. And let's look at it here. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Excuse me. And Paul is writing here to the Corinthians, and he said, I have planted. Everybody said planted. Apollos watered. Everybody said watered. But God gave the increase. Well, praise the Lord. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. And we know here tonight that God has provided the ground to us. Amen. We didn't make it happen out of thin air. We didn't snap our fingers and the ground appeared. God gave us that ground. The water, God gave us the water. And we could take the ground and take the water. Let's say there's a nearby stream that you could pump water out of, or you have water under the ground. If you never dug a well to get the water out to water the ground, then the ground would not produce anything. Amen. And there would not be the opportunity for there to be a harvest. But God, the Bible says here in the scripture that we read tonight, the earth hath he given to the children of men. God has given the earth to us to develop. Amen. Many today are talking about development as a bad thing, and it can be, I suppose, if we're not careful about it. But the truth of the matter is, if there is a piece of ground, then if it is the will of God, and it's in the will of God that we develop that piece of ground, that we do something with it, that we get out with a tiller and we till the ground, that we find the water and we dig a well and we take the water and we water the ground with it. And then we pray and we say, God bless it. Amen. And the blessings of the Lord come down and we have a bumper crop. Amen. We have cattle that grow well. We have hay for the animals. Amen. And we have an increase. There is an increase in the ground when we take what God has given to us and we begin to use it for his glory. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 4 talks about the other side of blessing here, and it kind of gives it to us, and it'll give us a perspective here. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 4, and it says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed. Notice there, they go out and they dress it, they prune it, they work what God has given them, receiveth blessing from God, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. Amen. And so this is a very profound and relevant truth that we can find here in the Word of God. If we want to be blessed by the Lord, we've got to get involved in the things that God has given to us. Praise the Lord. If it is a piece of ground, then get out there and do something with it. If it is some seed that you have, get out there and plant it. And get involved in the things that God has put before you. Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 30, and it talks about the briars here. Of course, Hebrews talks about the briars as those who have fallen away and have crossed that line, and they are not able to come back to repentance. But Proverbs talks about the thorns and the briars and all of that. Proverbs 24:30, I went by the field of the slothful. If we look at this here tonight, and I hope this will minister to somebody, that word slothful there means lazy. That's exactly what it means. It means lazy. Amen. When we could be doing something and we choose not to. Here it is. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. What we need is understanding tonight on how to be blessed. Praise God. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, there is something here in the Word of God that the Lord wants us to see here in the Scriptures. There is a way to be blessed. There always has been a way to be blessed, and it will always be this way. And if we can get a hold of it in our hearts and our mind and our spirit, amen, then we can be blessed as well. Praise God. Amen. If you had some corn seeds here tonight, and I had some corn seeds here tonight, and you had a PhD in whatever you wanted to have it in, and I had never had any education and didn't know how to read or write, if you planted the seed and I planted the seed, they would both produce the same thing. Because it is the thing that God has given to us that's important. It's not who we are, but it's what we do and how we get involved with God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And it would, the blessings are here because, the blessings are not here in this book of Proverbs 24 because there was no involvement by the owner. Amen. And I guess it would be better said that he was not the owner. He was just the husbandman. He was just one who had this property for a period of time. That's it. What we have tonight that is deeded to us, we're going to leave it behind, folks, and it's not going to be ours anymore. Well, praise God. We have it for a limited amount of time. This body that we live in tonight, we have it for a limited amount of time. The time that we have on this earth is very limited. And the truth of it is, we really don't own anything, but it is in our lap, it is in our hand, it has been given to us for a period of time to do something with it, praise God, to develop it, to invest it, to increase it, or to do whatever you can and then pray and let the Lord increase it. Because we can't make a seed produce. We can't make, our crops grow and the rain come down from the sky. That is only in the hand of God. But if God does his part and we don't do our part, then there will be no blessing. There'll be thorns that'll grow up over the vineyard. Amen. Which is the work of God. It's a representation of the work of God. Praise the Lord. He wants his house to be fruitful. Well, come on, somebody. Praise God. And if we go to Matthew chapter 25 tonight, verse 14, and this is very familiar. We've looked at this before. But I keep coming back to it because it's so very profound. Matthew 25 and verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. And then it says, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Amen. Now, for any of us here tonight, to say that we haven't been given anything to use, that's not scriptural. Some have 1, some have 2, some have 5, and I'm sure there is a great variation. Amen. And there has been given to us something. All along the way of life, along the road of life, we receive things as we go through life. And it is up to us to understand that what comes to us is not ours. I've already said that. But we got to understand whose it is. It's God's. Amen. The Bible says, do you have anything that has not been given to you? Amen. And it is so true. Our life has been given to us. We did not create our own life. We were created by God. It all goes back to God. Amen. We did not create time. Time was given to us. Amen. We did not create this earth. It was given to us. We did not create, amen, all the things that we have, our education. Thank God for our country. Amen. We were not given our security. Amen. We were given our security. We were given our education. We were given our life as we were growing up. And everything that we have tonight, we are simply stewards over. We are stewards. A steward is someone who handles the affairs of somebody else. And so since we are handling the affairs of somebody else, if Brother Fred gives me $5 and I turn around and make it into $10 and give it back to him, that is a good thing. But if I take the $5 that he gives me and I spend it and say, I don't have it to give back to you, that is immoral. That is theft. And we cannot take the things that are not ours and spend them and use them without doing something positive with those things. Now, we don't really understand this too much. I suppose tonight, if you were a CPA or you were someone along that lines that handles the affairs of others, an investment advisor or someone who is involved in investing for others, I really would not want to do that because it's so volatile, and I would really hate to lose somebody else's money. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't want that kind of pressure. But tonight, what we've been given is the Word of God. Tonight, what we've been given is our relationships. What we have been given tonight is our health. What we have been given is our time, our treasure, our talents, and things pass through our hands. Amen. And when we get involved, the blessings begin to fall. Praise God. And what we don't need is weeds growing up around the things that God has given to us. Well, praise the Lord. What we don't need is for the walls to be breaking down on the things that God has given to us. What we need to do is to cherish the things that have come to us. Praise the Lord. Our family, our relationships. Well, praise the Lord. Our church, our friends. Amen. All of those things are very important. They're very precious to us because they have been given to us. Amen. And what we need to do is not to walk away from them, but we need to do whatever it takes, amen, to bless it and to water it and to feed it and to help it so that God can bless it. Amen. I want my family to be blessed. I want the church that I pastor to be blessed. I want my neighbors to be blessed. Praise God. I want those that I know to be blessed. Praise God. And if I take those things that God has given to me, then I can bless that which is around me. Praise God. And so it says here that those who were successful, they understood from the beginning that the things that they had were given to them to be stewards over, and that it was morally right that they should take care of it and nurture it and bless it. Amen. Then if we understand this tonight, then I believe that's where God will bless it. Amen. The talents here came from God. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. We've all gone through this before, but it's just so very profound. Every time I think about it, every time I read about it, I just am in amazement that God has blessed me, that God has given to me, and He's going to come back and require of me what I have done with those things. Amen. And the talents here, they came from God. And they came to be used for increase in the work of the Lord, or the increase in our lives. Amen. And when we get involved, that's when the blessings begin to come. Amen. I want to ask us tonight, what has God given you? I was asking the young ones tonight, did you get everything you want? Some of them said, yeah, got everything I wanted. Praise God. And I asked Brother Greg, did you get everything you wanted? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, if you wanted it, you had to go out and buy it for yourself. Praise the Lord. That's a good opportunity to make that for an excuse. Praise God. But what we have tonight, you might think that you are handicapped tonight, but listen to this. Every one of us are handicapped. There wasn't anybody there that he said he gave 100 to. Amen. There wasn't anybody there that he gave 50 to. He gave them 5. He gave them 2, and he gave them 1. Amen. Every one of us are handicapped in some area. There's not a one of us tonight that are Superman or Superwoman. In fact, those people don't even exist. Amen. One guy was trying to climb up a skyscraper, thought he was Superman, and he fell off 64 floors up in the air and fell off to his death. And I thought, dear Lord, help us. Amen. What a waste of a life to just climb up to the top of a building and fall off. Amen. God's got a better plan for your life than that, than to be foolish with the things that He has given to you. Amen. I guess what made me think about this, and I'm not going to preach a long time here tonight, but I opened up a letter. And it was one of those advertisements where they're trying to get you money and that sort of thing. And they put a nickel in there. Has anybody ever gotten any of those things? Amen. And it had a nickel in there. Others have had a quarter in there. And I opened it up, and I was getting ready to throw it in the trash, and I thought, no, there's a nickel right there. And I need to take that nickel out. So I took the time and I peeled it off and took it out. And I actually brought it with me tonight to church. Amen. It's a brand new nickel, nice and shiny nickel. And it's not really worth a whole lot. I don't even know if I was thinking about it. I thought, what could I buy at the store with that nickel? I don't think there's anything in the store that I could even buy for a nickel. I don't know. But I'm going to keep this in my pocket. And if something comes along, I'm gonna figure out if there's a way that I could take that nickel and turn it into a dime. You think that would be possible? I don't know. Y'all are looking at me kind of funny. Pastor's kind of, he needs a little more vacation here this week. Take this nickel and turn it into a dime. And then I wonder if I could take that dime and turn it into a quarter. And could I take that quarter and turn it into 50 cents? Now you're thinking maybe I could buy a candy bar and sell it to somebody at a profit. And now you're thinking along the right lines, because that nickel tonight represents your life. Praise God. It may not be worth anything. It's only worth a couple of dollars. Your life is worth, or your body, the elements that are in your body is worth just a little over $2. And so, and with inflation and all of that, it doesn't come to a whole lot. And so here it is. You say, well, I don't have anything to work with. I can't be blessed. That's not true. Are you listening tonight? That's not true. Amen. Well, I don't have anything to give. That's not true. Amen. God has given us the Holy Ghost for a reason. He's given us our life for a reason. He's given us our health and our mind and our strength for a reason. Amen. And so I'm going to start working on that nickel. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. You say, well, I just don't have anything. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, God's given you a vineyard of sorts, and it's not the will of God that you let the vines grow up on the walls. It's not the will of God that we let the walls begin to break down and that crop is not producing because nobody has gone in and pruned it and helped it and blessed it. Amen. We cannot afford tonight to let the things that He's put into our hands get overgrown. Amen. And let it be broken down. Amen. We must bless the things that God has given to us. Somebody said amen. Think about it tonight. David would have never been the king of Israel. He would never been a hero in Israel if he had thought there was nothing available to fight that giant. But David saw some things that God put right there in front of him. 5 smooth stones. And he picked those up and he put them in his pocket. And he said, God can use this. God can do something great with this. And so I'm just going to use this, and I'm going to believe God. If he would have never picked him up and put the first one in the sling, he didn't even need all 5. All he needed was 1. And he picked it up, and when it left his sling, God was able to do something with that stone. But until that time, God was not able to do anything with that stone. Oh, yes, he was able, but that's not God's way. Because the heavens belong to God, but the earth has been given to the sons of men. And so that stone, I don't know how long that stone laid there. A long time. It laid there a long time, and it was useless. It was worthless. Nobody had ever picked it up that I know of. Nobody said, oh, that's worth a lot. It was just a stone laying there until somebody picked it up and said, I'm going to use this for God. Well, praise the Lord. Jacob would have left Laban's house empty if he had not picked up sticks and began to whittle them and made stripes and rings on those stakes and put them before the cattle. Those stakes had been there a long time, just laid there on the ground until somebody said, I believe I could use that. I believe I could do something with that. Praise God. And they picked it up, he picked it up, and he did a little something with it. Amen. God uses just an old rod and says, hold it out over the water, and the waters were parted. Praise God. And it would have never happened if he had not have just picked up the very thing that God had put in his reach. Amen. There's some things in your reach here tonight, young person. There's some things in your reach here tonight, mom and dad and adults. Amen. Don't complain about your situation. Amen. Look around you and see if there's something that God can use for his glory. Pick it up and bless it. Somebody said amen. I believe it's true for everything that we have. There's a way to be blessed. Amen. We sing the song, you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you've got. Right? Amen. Well, I don't have a lot. Well, you've got something. Amen. And God can use that something. Praise God. And we want to build a new church. I want to build a new church. So let's just drop the plans and lay hands on the plans and the church will appear. No, that's not the way it's going to happen. We've got to pick up the things that are around us. And we've got to say, God gave us this. Let's use this for his glory. Amen. There's just a nickel laying there around here. that's not enough to build a church, so let's don't do that. Amen. There's just a stone here. That's not enough to kill a giant. Well, I guess we don't have what we need. Folks, we've got what we need. Amen. We've got what we need. You've got what you need. All you've got to do is use what you've got. Praise God. I want to be blessed by the Lord. Anybody else feel that way tonight? I'm going to take the little nickel that God's given me, and I'm going to take some other things, and I'm going to begin now to invest it and build and plan and work the plan and watch God do something with it. I'm not going to take it and bury it in the ground and say, maybe someday that'll be worth something. No, I'm not going to do that because it's not the morally right thing to do. God gave me that, and I need to do something positive with it. And I'm not going to feel like a failure if all I have is one talent. And I'm not going to feel better than anybody else if I have five talents. Amen. We're all going to get the same reward. We're all going to get the same results because this is the way that God blesses. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. And I was thinking about this tonight while we were praying before church. Sister Stacy, have you gotten any response yet? Did you text those folks yet? There's a young lady in Kansas City that's in the hospital. We've been praying for her, Zay Kirshen, and she's 15 years old, just a 15-year-old young lady. Well, we're going to work on this tonight. Amen. And I honestly did not think about this while we were preparing to get Sister Worth's nieces tomorrow in Kansas City. They're flying into Kansas City, and we're going to drive up and pick them up. And this young lady's in the hospital in Kansas City. And we've been praying for her here at the church, and so I was just praying about it before service, and all of a sudden it came to my mind. And I went to my wife and I said, do you have a handkerchief? And she said, well, yeah, I've got one. And so she got me a nice handkerchief. And I said, you know what? There's my nickel right there. There's my nickel right there. And I wonder if there's anybody else here tonight that'll join with me and say, I believe that we could bless that nickel. We could bless that handkerchief. And when we go tomorrow, the Lord willing, we could take that handkerchief and we can place it right on her lungs, right there where the disease is. Amen. Now, I feel a spirit of doubt here tonight, but that's all right. I'm telling you, we can lay it right there on that lung. They're talking about a lung transplant for a 15-year-old girl. She's on life support. She's about ready to pass away if it doesn't work. And the family has said, we don't want her to go through a lung transplant. What we want is for God to heal her. I'll go get that giant. Oh, you can't do that. Yes, I can. There's a stone right down there. I'll use that stone, and I'll go fight that giant. And I just felt like tonight that what we could do, if y'all would just come around the altar here tonight, you might think the pastor has lost his mind. But I just believe the word of God tonight. I want us to just gather right around the front, right here in the middle, all right? And we're going to pray for this handkerchief together. If you believe God, if you don't believe this, then you can go sit down and wait for service to be over with. But I believe this tonight. Amen. And the Lord willing, we're going to pray, first of all, that God opens the door for us to go into the hospital. And then we're going to pray that when we go there, God heals her lungs. Amen. Complete healing. In the church that I got saved in, Brother Ball, old Brother Ball had lung cancer from smoking and from welding. He was a welder. They were going to remove his lung the next day. And they prayed for him, and God healed his lung. And they looked at it before the surgery, and they said, we don't need to do surgery. Your lungs are fine. The cancer is gone. I've been preaching about healing around here, and I believe that God is a healer tonight. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get off of this, because I've seen God do it, and I believe God tonight. Amen. And we're not gonna let everybody lay hands on this, but I'm anointing it with oil right now. Amen. And I'm gonna hold it up, and I want you just to put your hands out forward like you're praying with me. And we're just gonna ask God to lay his hand upon this common piece of cloth and let it go into the hospital tomorrow to heal this young girl in the name of Jesus. Come on, I believe there's a miracle right here tonight. I believe God is able right now. In the name of Jesus. God, lay your hand upon this young lady. We pray for this handkerchief tonight, God, that the anointing would rest upon it. And when we lay it upon her body, that healing will come to these lungs, that a miracle will take place, that the glory of God, that your power and your healing and your blessing will be made manifest to this family and to those that are working in that facility. Oh, my God, I feel your presence right now. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I believe you tonight, God. Oh, God, I believe your word. Let it be as we preached it here tonight, God. Use what you've given us, Lord, in the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. In the name of Jesus tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. Don't be discouraged, saint of God. Don't be discouraged. Lift up your head and understand God is with you. And God wants to bless you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If there's anybody that's sick tonight, I want you just to stand right here and we're going to pray for you. The Bible says to anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. It's just oil tonight. It's olive oil. You can get it at the store, but God said use what you've got right there and trust me for it, and I'll do it. Praise God. Let's pray.